Hello, and welcome back to Teacher Tales. I'm your teacher, Miss Martin, and today we are going to talk about how to write an MLA formatted paper. This lesson is going to be very important, as this is something you'll need to know for the rest of your time in school. You'll be asked to write several papers throughout your time in school, so knowing MLA format will help you be successful in your academic journey. For this lesson, we are going to be discussing how to write an MLA formatted paper on a Google document. If you have never used Google Docs before, no worries, I will walk you through step by step how to use this platform. Now, if you are ready, let's go ahead and get started. In order to create your first MLA formatted paper, we will need to begin by opening a Google document. You will need to open your web browser and search Google Docs in the search bar. You should see a link to the platform as the first option. Once the platform is open, you will select the option to create a new document, and a blank page should appear, so we are ready to begin our paper. MLA has some very specific formatting that must be present, so we are going to begin our paper by ensuring that the paper is set up properly. At the top of the Google Docs screen, you should see a toolbar that runs across the length of the screen. We are going to start by selecting the File button, and from here, you should see a drop-down list that appears, and we are going to click on the Page Setup option. A small box with several formatting options should appear. To ensure that our paper is following the MLA format, we want to ensure that the page is set up to be 8.5 by 11 inches, and that all of our margins are set to 1 inch, and also make sure that our page orientation is set to portrait. If all of these are correct and set, select the OK button, and these settings will be saved. Once back to the blank page, we're going to ensure that our font is correct before we begin typing. Along the toolbar, the font will be defaulted to Arial, but we want to click the down arrow and change the font to Times New Roman. Directly to the right of the font tab is the font size. We want to ensure that this is set to 12 points. Now that our formatting is set, we can begin our paper. By double-clicking at the top of the page, you will see the header options open up, and you will type your last name into the top right-hand corner of the header. After typing your last name, select the Insert button along the top of the toolbar and select Page Number. This will add the page number to your header so that you will not have to manually enter these onto each page. Next, let's make our heading and our title. Exit out of the header by selecting the Escape key, and your cursor should go back to the blank page. On the toolbar, you will see a button that appears to show three lines with a double-sided arrow to the left of those lines. We want to click this and select Double. This will ensure that our paper is double-spaced. On the left side of the page, we will make our heading. Our heading will be four lines total. The first line of the heading should be your name, first and last. Select the Enter key on your keyboard to make a new line. The second line should state your teacher or professor's name. The third line should state the subject of your class. And the fourth line should state the date that the page was written. After your fourth line is finished, a new line should be made. In the center of this line, type the title of your paper. Now, your title should be something that is creative and related to your topic. Now, we are ready to begin writing your very own paper. We will discuss the prompt of this in class as a part of our lesson. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Teacher Tales. I hope that you learned something valuable in today's episode, and I look forward to reading your MLA formatted papers as you complete them in class.